This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, I was just looking at a post during the break. It's from the telegraph.co.uk. And it says, beauty sleep is real. Too little sleep leaves you less attractive, this study finds. And there were some volunteers that were involved in this. And so what they did was they restricted some of the sleep, and they took some pictures, and they said, you know, what do you think in these pictures? And what happened is it looks like those who were looking at the images of people who were tired found them to be less desirable, less sociable, and that maybe they even constitute a risk because they're not running at 100%. So we can sense subtle differences in people who have not had enough sleep, and possibly even detect that they're not as healthy. And I'm sure, as a medical doctor, you have some thoughts on what you see when you think people don't get enough sleep.
Well, of course, the biggest thing is, I think, it confuses the mind. In other words, focused, clear thinking is affected also by inadequate sleep. So it's every aspect of the body and mind and personality that are dependent upon adequate sleep. And adequate sleep is 7 or 8 hours of quality sleep.
And how does eating before going to sleep affects sleep? Is it a negative?
Eat a minimum of 2 and preferably 3 hours after a major meal before going to sleep. Now, I go out of my way to try to have dinner not later than 6:30. Okay. Because I'm going to be in bed by 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And so I get 2.5 hours, but I don't eat that big a meal. I mean, if it was a huge meal, I'd want to do it at 5 o'clock.
Okay. And why is that, Dr. Shealy, that eating just before bedtime is bad? Does it put weight on? Does it tax your digestive system when your body should be rebuilding? What actually is going on that is negative?
Well, the digestive system is a very active part of metabolism, you know. I mean, it's a huge 1 to 3 hour event after a meal, and so it interferes with the normal, you know, the brain is not active thinking wise to go to sleep, but it's being distracted by all that extra metabolism taking place in the abdomen.
Mm-hmm. So your body is really not at rest.
It's not at rest.
Mm-hmm. And it absolutely
affect that. For instance, hot soaks, you know, soaking in a hot water is a wonderful relaxation tool, but it shouldn't be done within 3 hours of going to bed.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, just as a slight diversion, I've experimented with the shower head on our shower, and it's high pressure, if you will, low volume, and it atomizes the water. But if I take off this little tiny shower head, a little stream of water, the diameter of one of those straws that you would use to stir a cup of coffee that you might get at a at a restaurant or a to-go kind of cup of coffee where you'd stir in the additives that you might, like milk or something or whatever you might put in your coffee. So it's a very thin stream. So I take off the shower head and I blast my my head in it, and I use that to invigorate my skin, kind of like a mini whirlpool of maybe 1 inch in diameter. And I'll aim that at my hair, and then I'll go around my neck, around the back of my neck, because, you know, whether you're in a whirlpool or shower, it's really hard to get the skin around your neck. Exposed to the whirlpool. I mean, it's really hard to do that. And I think that my circulation, because it's in print, and I get my lungs and my back, so I kind of hose myself off, if you will, in the shower by this high-pressure thin stream of water now. Do you think that that's a beneficial thing? Because when I'm done, you know, my skin is kind of red. I mean, not bleeding, but I can see that, you know, I brought blood to the surface or increased my circulation. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Dr. Shealy?
I think it's healthy. Okay. You know, anything that increases circulation within a normal range is good for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's what I've been doing, class. And so I take the shower head off every day, and I, you know, the area of my carotid artery, I blast that too gently. And I'm wondering if that's a good thing. Is there any risk in doing damage?
No, I definitely would not think so.
Okay. All right. So keeping busy to fight off Alzheimer's. We were talking as we went out of hour number one, the last segment. Keeping busy to fight off Alzheimer's. Reading, exercise, gardening, going out and about, you know, whether it be shopping, going to the grocery store. Movement rather than or as compared to just vegetating in front of the television and nodding off. Actual physical movement, brain activity that, you know, requires thinking, adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing, reading, writing, you know, all the things that you might do to expand a knowledge base. Would you say that it's worth doing to fight off Alzheimer's?
Well, it's worth doing for many reasons. First of all, it keeps your mind functioning. And secondly, it certainly helps to prevent Alzheimer's. You know, one of the most interesting studies many years ago was of nuns, and how what percentage of nuns developed Alzheimer's. And they went back to the essays that these young women had written when they were 15, 16 or younger, entering the nunnery. And those nuns who wrote sort of simple essays with not much elaboration, you know, weren't mentally that elaborate, had a much higher incidence of Alzheimer's just because of their own mental activity, even at a young age. So use it or lose it is indeed a very important part of preventing Alzheimer's. Now, we obviously need adequate vitamins and adequate nutrition, and we need adequate physical activity as well. But, yeah, keeping the mind busy. And let me tell you my thought about television. I think it's other than dumb phones, I think it's the next worst invention of the last century.
I'm listening intently as you say that, and I've got to agree with so much of what you've just said, because it really puts us in almost a comatose state. And I've said to my classes when I was teaching in Virginia that if you ask someone who has just watched, you know, a typical moronic television program what they just saw and what the plot was, they'd be hard pressed to tell you what it was about.
Well, that's right. I just don't find it worth my time even to think about what might be on television.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch it. I don't find anything redeeming about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that there are occasionally good, you know, informative programs. They must be, I suppose, but I don't see them because I don't watch television.
I remember being in Sam's Club, and every once in a while they'll have this guy or these two guys standing at a table, and as you approach them, they'll say, "Have you heard about our latest special?" I'm going, "No, no." And they'll say, "Well, 270 channels. We've got 270 channels." And then, you know, I put on my best Columbo, and I say, do they have commercials?" "Well, yeah. So during an hour, what amount of that hour is commercials? Is it like 20 minutes?" They'll say, "Well, yeah, probably, maybe a little more." "Okay. So 38 minutes of 270 channels per hour, and you have to pay for this, right?" Yeah. And so my next question is, so of those 270 channels, of which there's 38 minutes per hour of programming, or non-programming, the programming would be the commercials, how many of those channels are worth watching? And you know what? They're very hard pressed, because if you look at anybody with a remote in his or her hand, they're looking for something to watch out of those 270 channels that they're paying for, and they can't find it because it's not there.
To me, reading is infinitely better for your brain.
Yep. And I think My take on that, Dr. Shealy, is your mind has to invent the pictures, or recall pieces of pictures or pieces of images based on past experiences as to what those words on the page mean. So not only are your eyes moving, but your brain is busy engaged making the images, the connections, connecting the dots, thinking about the things that have happened in the past while you're reading, all simultaneously going on. And it's an exercise of the brain that I think is absolutely worth doing.
I agree, totally.
At the same point, Dr. Shealy, John Reagan and I were talking on Monday about something that I think is horrible. And that is, in California at a university, they have destroyed books. Libraries are now in the business of book destruction. They are making room in libraries so that people can meet and take naps. So clear out the books so we can take naps. Clear out the books so we can have discussions.
What a dormitory for.
Well, I was kind of thinking, you know, when the libraries were first set up, did anybody say, "You know what, look, tell you what, let's build it a little bit bigger. Let's have a nap room over there, and let's have a meeting room over here." They didn't do that. Dr. Shealy, they had room for studying and reading and books and a librarian to help you find what you needed if you didn't know. That's what libraries are for. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shuley is with us, and Dr. Shuley, circumcision, is that male mutilation? And here's a quote from 30 years ago, June 22nd, 1987, Dr. Thomas Wiswell. He says, I have some good friends who are obstetricians outside the military, and they look at foreskin and almost see a $125 price tag on it. Each one is that much money. Heck, this is still the quote. Heck, if you do 10 a week, that's over $1,000 a week, and they don't take much time. Another quote, anonymous quote, is, if you want to see what motivates a doctor to circumcise perfectly healthy boys, just look in his driveway. And I just did a quick search on what the cost of male circumcision is. And it says circumcision in an older child or adult is typically between $800 and $3,000. For children 1 to 17 years old, they call it gentle circumcision. It's $850. So it's not free. What are your thoughts on male circumcision? Is it mutilation or is it necessary?
Well, it's not a question necessarily of being necessary, but there are certain advantages of it. First of all, it decreases the risk of certain types of venereal disease. It decreases the risk of cancer of the penis. There is a situation sometimes in which the foreskin gets sort of frozen. It cannot be retracted. That it requires a circumcision. the basic problem, I think, if it's going to be done as a routine, it should be done while the baby is, you know, a day old or so, not weeks and years old. The major difference is there are cultures where they do it and cultures where they don't, but the incidence of problems with the penis itself is greater in those where there's not circumcision. Now, it's not that huge a problem normal, under average circumstances, but it does. I'm not opposed to circumcision. Both of my boys were circumcised in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. When they were young?
Yes. Oh, when they were born.
Just born? Yeah. And I remember discussing this when our boys were born. And I said, is this painful? And the answer was the same both times I asked the question on, for each boy. They won't remember it. The answer was, they didn't say, are you kidding? There's going to be blood spurting everywhere, and these boys are going to scream out like you've never heard before. Because, you know, I believe it's done without anesthesia, right?
Right.
Or anesthetics. Yeah.
Yes.
And, it's really, really painful, but no one remembers it. That was the response. And my thought was, wow, so this newborn just went through, an unbelievable experience, okay? Being, perfectly happy and healthy inside his mom. Now he's exposed to the air and everything's different, everything's new, and now we're gonna cut off his skin.
Well, Ben.
And that was,
I'll tell you something personal. I don't think I've ever discussed this publicly. But when I was a freshman in medical school, 19 years of age, I began to have irritation of the gland penis. And I needed a circumcision at that age. Now, that, done with local anesthetic, was not that painful. So... Mm-hmm. I'm one of those who apparently didn't retract the foreskin enough to keep it from becoming irritated. I don't know. All I know is I needed it to just be healthy. And so...
Well, see, I can understand that.
I've never had a second thought about it, never had been worried about it or concerned about it.
And my question was, so it's not mutilation?
I don't consider it mutilation, no.
Yeah. Now, there are some states that will not pay for, under Medicaid, for circumcision. What are they? California, North Dakota, Oregon, Nevada, Washington, Mississippi, Missouri, Arizona, North Carolina, Montana, Utah, Florida, Maine, Louisiana, Idaho, Minnesota, South Carolina, and Colorado. We'll be right back. They will not pay under Medicaid.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the seat for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Class, if you'd like to get the same newsletter I get multiple times per week, go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And if you'd like to go to his website and peruse some of the items that you can buy, like magnesium lotion and Dr. Shealy's youth formula, which I take both of them every day, normshealy.com. If you'd like to call his office and set up an appointment to chat with Dr. Shealy or visit him in person in Springfield, Missouri, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And he is in partnership with Dr. Sergey Sorin. ER doctor and another fabulous medical doctor. So you have a chance to see one or both. A great experience. I think you'll find it as delightful as I do. Dr. Shuley, sauerkraut as a probiotic. And what I've learned through some of my research is sauerkraut is a very, very effective probiotic. One of the most, if not the most, right?
That is true. If it's homemade.
Yes.
If it's been pasteurized and in a can, of course, you've killed all the biotic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, home growth. I have made kraut. I've made sauerkraut out of kale. I've made it out. Any of that family can be made into kraut. And it tastes good.
How do you make sauerkraut, Dr. Shuley, out of, let's say, cabbage? If you wanted to make a traditional sauerkraut.
Okay. I fill a quart jar with the chopped up cabbage or any of the greens. Mm-hmm. And I put a half a teaspoon of salt in and a little bit of water, maybe half of the, upside. And then I cover it with those old zinc lids. Mm-hmm. They have a red rubber inside and a ceramic top and then a zinc outer cover.
Right.
And I just leave it in the basement and go down a couple times a week and tighten up the lid a little bit. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks to make the kraut.
And is there any risk that it could go bad and you could, do harm to yourself? Is there anything that you need to look at to say,
you could obviously have fungus grow in it and that sort of thing. I've never had one go bad. But I'm very careful about watching it to be sure that it's not no fungus looking stuff is growing in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any precautions that you take? Obviously, you clean the containers very well prior to starting.
Oh yeah.
Wash
it thoroughly with very hot water and rinse thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. And all you do is add a half a teaspoon of salt. Is that what you said, half a teaspoon?
Yeah, of salt.
Okay. And would that be regular table salt, iodized, non-iodized, sea salt?
I only use Himalayan salt.
Himalayan, okay.
And the reason I use Himalayan is it has 3% of trace minerals in it. So it's got not only some iodine and stuff, but it's got all kinds of other minor trace minerals.
Okay, so sauerkraut is our homemade sauerkraut is our number one probiotic. And how much should we consume and how often, Dr. Shuley?
Well, if you don't have any digestive problems, once or twice a week is great. If you've got digestive products, you need something every day. Most people are not going to eat kraut every day, so that's where I would use, I would make my own kefir or what's called kombucha tea. Those are other probiotics that are actually quite simple to make. Once you get your culture of kefir, for instance, I make that in a 2-quart jar, and I leave about a cup to a cup and a half of the original stuff in the jar. Fill it with whole milk, shake it up, cover it with a piece of cloth and a rubber band so bugs can't get in. You just sit it at room temperature for 24 hours, and it makes into this stuff which my grandmother would have called clabber milk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Dr. Shuley, if one of us were to buy a can of sauerkraut, you pick up at the grocery store or supermarket, would that be considered a probiotic in this line of thinking, or no, because it's been
definitely no prior. Pasteurization kills every organism, including mm-hmm. the probiotics.
Okay, so having sauerkraut would not have anywhere near the benefit out of a can as homemade.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, and sometimes in the grocery store, you can find it in a plastic bag in a refrigerated part of the produce department. Now, that will be real sauerkraut.
Okay. So that would be, would you say that's close to being equivalent to homemade?
Yes.
Okay. So we have to get it in the bag, refrigerated. And does it say anything on it? Would it say pasteurized or would it say not pasteurized? Would it say anything to indicate that, yes, that is the one we want?
I think, I think they sometimes call it homemade or something like that. But okay. I don't remember them mentioning pasteurization. But that could vary.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, I've gotten on this kick where I've been making Italian beef. And what it is I'll buy a very large chuck roast, and I'll slice off the fat, and I'll add some pepperoncini, which are Italian pickled peppers, and you know some other spices. And I've given out the recipe. I'll post it on our website maybe sometime this week for Italian beef. And the reason I'm mentioning this is I've been looking for pepperoncini. I can't find them in Springfield, Missouri. I went to a small grocery store and or supermarket, a small one, and I asked them if they would order pepperoncini for me, and they said they could, but they would have to order a case. So it's 4 gallons in this case, and I said that sounds great, love it, appreciate you ordering that for me. So they're ordering these, and so here's my question: by eating pickled peppers and pickles, and it, does that harm our body? Can we eat too many of them? Does the preservatives in pickles damage our digestive system? Is there a concern?
So. Now, I haven't looked it up scientifically, but I would guess that the pickled stuff is good for digestion.
Okay. And one of the questions I have for you, and I asked one of our farmer friends, I had these, you know, as a result of the steroids I'm on, I get these cramps. I get Charlie horses, and they're almost crippling at times where my leg doesn't want to move and my muscles get all twisted up. My fingers, I can't use my fingers at all times because I believe it's related to these steroids. And so I mentioned this to one of my farmer friends. He goes, oh, just drink some pickle juice. It'll fix you right up. I thought, really? So I went to the refrigerator, and I didn't do exactly that, but I got several tablespoons of pickles, sliced pickles, and I ate them. And do you know, it seemed like the cramps and the Charlie horses went away. Is there something that you would recommend for Charlie horses and
Well, I
cramps?
Have, in general, I recommend magnesium lotion for Charlie horses.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what would be in the pickles that would help, but it could be some trace mineral.
Okay. Well, what I've done, I have magnesium spray and magnesium lotion, and I do that. And you're right, it absolutely works. I apply it right on that spot, and within a couple minutes, I'm okay. But so I was just wondering if there's something going on with pickles or if there's anything else that you recommend. Is it a hydration issue? Because I drink plenty of fluids.
I think it's probably a slight disturbance in sodium, potassium, and magnesium from the steroids.
Okay. So I need to just make sure that I take plenty of multivitamins, correct?
Well, and you know, interestingly, the medical profession has had it all wrong about salt for the last 50-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Some salt is necessary. And so there's no evidence that up to 1/2 teaspoon of salt a day is harmful, even to people with hypertension. Now, since I don't buy foods that are already preserved and packaged with salt in them, I have to add salt to my daily food in order to get adequate salt. And and of course, if you have high blood pressure, then over 1/2 teaspoon can be harmful. But actually, 3/4 teaspoon in someone who does not have hypertension is not harmful.
So that begs the question about canned vegetables. If we have canned vegetables, let's say canned string beans, let's say we do that. When I open that can, Dr. Schlieff, first of all, I wash the top of the can and, you know, under the sink, and I rinse it off to make sure that anything that might have fallen on that can, I remove that I can. And then I will use filtered water. First of all, I'll pour off the liquid in the can, and then I will add filtered water to the can, and then I will pour that off several times to remove some of the, what I would consider, excess salt. Is that something that you would recommend or not recommend? Because it seems to me that any canned food is way oversalted for my taste.
Well, that's probably true. We don't know how much, really. You'd have to figure it out with a computer almost to decide whether it's worth having or not. You know, the difference is that I can my own vegetables in jars, but I honestly don't guess I would eat a can of canned, store-bought canned vegetables a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I see them in the cupboard, and I keep seeing the same cans. they seem to stay there.
Yeah.
For maybe emergencies. When we come back, can we talk about a couple things? One, B-complex for hangovers, three meals a day versus grazing. Nibbling on snacks, prepackaged snacks versus three meals a day, and apple cider vinegar. NormSheely.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
But just as a quick update, if a intercontinental ballistic missile were launched from North Korea, it would take 10 to 11 minutes to get to Tokyo. It would take 30 to 34 minutes to get to San Francisco, and it would take 30 to 39 minutes to get to Washington, D.C. That's 10 to 11 minutes Tokyo, 30 to 34 minutes San Francisco, 30 to 39 minutes Washington, D.C. I just wanted to make sure that you're aware of that, because that is a possibility. I'm not saying that it's going to happen. I'm just saying that it's something that I just read, and I wanted to share that. Dr. Shuley, vitamin B complex for hangovers. What are your thoughts about, you know, if a person goes out and celebrates maybe a little too much, lots of water just before bed and vitamin B complex?
Definitely. 100 milligrams. Mm-hmm. B1, B2, okay. B3, B6.
Okay. And what would the result be? Almost no hangover in the morning?
For most people. Now, obviously, everything is relative, and there are degrees of excess. So, you know, you could kill yourself if you drink enough alcohol. So I would say an ordinary, you know, just ordinary hangover, whatever it takes to make you feel hungover, 100 milligrams of B-complex is definitely worth considering automatically.
Okay. Okay. Before bedtime, right?
Preferably.
Okay. Yeah. And then, Dr. Shuley, there's this new trend. People who are might consider themselves overworked, or at least overstressed at the job, and they're snacking, and maybe their digestive system's in turmoil from pressure from the boss, and so they nibble all day long. I guess the new term for nibbling is grazing. And how does that compare to three meals a day, which I try to do?
It's unhealthy. You know, again, as we talked about in relation to sleep at night, digestion of a meal takes a lot of focus of the entire nervous system. And so for the average person, either two or three real meals a day is the best way to eat.
Dr. Shilley, we've gotten away from that. We really have, because I remember back, you know, when I was dating Mrs. Finelli, her mother was a fabulous cook. She was a dietitian, and you know, in one of her jobs, if you will. And so, I mean, everything was there. All the food groups were there, and a lot of cooking from scratch. Today, it's open the freezer, pull out the box, take out the inner plastic bag, rip it open, put it on a plate, put it in the microwave oven, that's dinner.
Well, not in my house. I don't even have a microwave oven.
But what I'm saying is we've gotten away from preparing meals with vegetables, nuts, salad, sometimes dessert. Dessert was not big at my house. We hardly ever had dessert. Sweet things just weren't around in my house. But I think we've gotten away from cooking meals because mom's working. Mom's working, you know, exhausted when she comes home, and in a lot of households, you know, if there is a household, to the point where the meals are suffering, the children are suffering, and obviously the results are obvious. Just look around, you know, everybody's getting heavier and wider and more lethargic and less productive. But it seems that there is a correlation there with a lack of good meals.
Well, you know, it's also part of the brainwashing that is done with television. I mean, people don't think, they react. And, you know, you can train animals by repetition, and I think when you see this junk that I think goes on television, that's going to ruin your appetite, to ruin your habit.
Very good point. Apple cider vinegar in the last few seconds with mother. Apple cider vinegar with mother. What are your thoughts?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of teaspoons a day. Excellent.
And what about keeping your body alkaline? Is that a problem if you take apple cider vinegar?
Not at all.
Very good. Very good. Class, that's 2 hours with Dr. Norman Shilley every Wednesday right here on USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to contact him, normshealy.com is the website. norm@normshealy.com is his email address. Dr. Shilley, thanks so much. See you next
Always
week.
Good.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.